Welcome to the latest episode of the Elon Musk podcast. Today, we'll be discussing how social media giant Meta is taking a cue from Elon Musk's Twitter playbook by introducing a paid subscription service for verified accounts. In an effort to increase authenticity and security across his platform, Meta's new Meta Verified feature will allow users to verify their accounts with a government ID, providing them with a blue badge, extra impersonation protection, and direct access to customer support. The service is set to launch in Australia and New Zealand this week and will soon be available in other countries. So how does Meta's new subscription service compare to Elon Musk's Twitter Blue? Meta, formerly known as Facebook, is testing a new paid verification service for Instagram and Facebook. Users who subscribe to the Meta Verified service will receive a blue verified badge, increased visibility on the platforms, prioritized customer support, and much more. And the service is rolling out in Australia and New Zealand this week, with plans to expand to other countries in the near future. The cost of the service is $11.99 per month on the web and $14 per month on mobile. Now, Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta, announced the new service in an Instagram update, stating that it was designed to increase authenticity and security on the company's platforms. To become Meta Verified, users must meet certain activity requirements, be at least 18 years old, and submit a government ID that matches the name and photo on their Facebook or Instagram account. Now, the new offering is similar to Elon Musk's Twitter Blue, which costs $8 per month, but Meta notes that it will not make any changes to accounts that have already been verified using the company's previous requirements, such as notability and authenticity. And in addition to the blue badge, subscribers will receive exclusive stickers for stories and reels and 100 free stars per month, which is a digital currency that can be used to tip creators on Facebook. Now, according to Meta, businesses are currently able to apply for the Meta Verification badge, and users cannot change their profile name, username, birthday, or profile photo without going through the verification process again. And the company has also stated that it wants to build a subscription offering that is valuable to everyone, including creators, businesses, and the wider community. Now, when the service launches in Australia and New Zealand, it will cost $19.99 odd on the web and $24.99 odd on mobile, and $23.99 NZD on the web and $29.99 NZD on mobile. Now, the higher cost on iOS and Android is likely a way to offset the commission that Apple and Google take on in-app purchases. Rumors about the service first surfaced earlier this month when TechCrunch reported references to paid verification in Instagram source code. Social media consultant Matt Navarra later posted what appears to be a support page for paid verification on either the Australian or New Zealand-based version of Instagram. Now, the new Meta Verified service has drawn many comparisons to Twitter Blue, which was relaunched by Elon Musk a few months ago. However, Meta's verification process appears to be more stringent than Twitter's, requiring users to submit government IDs and offering additional safeguards against fake accounts. Nonetheless, there are concerns that the new service could lead to a flood of fake verified accounts, as was seen on Twitter last year. Twitter has recently made headlines with its updated verification service, which is now open to the public. Users can now apply to have their accounts verified with a blue checkmark, indicating that the account is authentic. Now, this move by Twitter comes after several controversies surrounding the verification process, including accusations of bias and inconsistent enforcement. Now, while Twitter is making strides in improving its platform, another Elon Musk company is soaring to new heights in the realm of technology. SpaceX has had several successful launches in recent days, including numerous internet satellite launches into orbit. Two SpaceX Falcon 9 rockets launched on Friday from bi-coastal pads carrying two types of internet satellites into orbit. Just hours after the successful launch, the Federal Aviation Administration proposed a fine of $175,000 against SpaceX for failing to submit data ahead of a similar mission last year. And despite the FAA's announcement, both launches were successful and included droneship landings. The first rocket launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California at 11:12 a.m. PST carried 51 of SpaceX's custom-built Starlink internet satellites, and the second Falcon 9 launched just under 9 hours later from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station's Launch Complex 40, boosting a large 12,000-pound internet satellite from British operator Inmarsat. Now, both missions were significant achievements for SpaceX, and the Starlink satellite network aims to provide high-speed, low-latency internet access across the globe, while the Inmarsat 5 F4 satellite launched on Friday will support the company's aviation and maritime customers. The success of these launches puts SpaceX one step closer to achieving its goal of creating a global satellite internet network. Now, the FAA's announcement regarding the fine against SpaceX was a setback, however. And in a statement, the agency said that the fine was being proposed for failure to submit launch collision analysis trajectory data directly to the FAA prior to the August 19, 2022 launch of the Starlink Group 427 mission. According to the agency, SpaceX did not submit the data at least 7 days prior to the launch attempt. Launch collision analysis trajectory data is used to assess the probability of the launch vehicle colliding with one of the thousands of tracked objects orbiting the Earth, the statement reads. SpaceX has 30 days to respond to the FAA after receiving the agency's enforcement letter. The proposed fine of $175,000 marks the first time that the FAA has sought a penalty against SpaceX, but it's not the first time the agency has called out the company. In July of 2020, the FAA announced that it had identified a number of safety issues with SpaceX's Starship spacecraft and halted test flights until the issues were addressed. And despite the FAA's fine, SpaceX has a full schedule of launches ahead. The company's next launch has been tentatively scheduled for Thursday, February 23rd, which is the 71st batch of Starlink internet satellite, and it's slated to fly from Launch Complex 40 during a 6-hour window that opens at 1:37 p.m. Eastern Time, and SpaceX will announce more specific targets within that window next week. Following that launch, another Falcon 9 is scheduled to boost NASA's Crew 6 mission from Pad 39A at Kennedy Space Center on Sunday, February 26, at 2:07 a.m. Eastern Time. A Crew Dragon capsule will take NASA's Stephen Bowen and Warren Hoberg, the UAE's Sultan Al-Nayda, and Russian cosmonaut Andrei Fedyev on a roughly 6-month mission to the International Space Station. SpaceX's busy launch schedule reflects the company's success in the industry. Founded in 2002 by Elon Musk, and the company has quickly become one of the world's leading space organizations. It has successfully developed and launched reusable rockets, and in May 2020, SpaceX became the first private company to send humans into orbit. The company has continued to push the boundaries of space exploration. In recent years, it's focused on creating a global satellite internet network. The Starlink network, which has been developed since 2015, aims to provide high-speed, low-latency internet access across the globe. Thank you so much for listening to the Elon Musk Podcast today. I'm your host, William Walden, and please take a second and hit the subscribe button on whatever podcast platform that you're on right now. It really helps out the show tremendously. And if you get a chance, go to patreon.com/stagezero, and you can help us out there too. Thanks again, and I will see you in the next one.